107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. It's a century of service, the Rotary Club of Stratford. Joining us on the phone line, it is an absolute pleasure to be chatting with author Dean Robinson, author of Century of Service. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, Jamie. Nice to talk to you as well.
It is so great to have you on the phone lines. Dean, congratulations on this new book, A Century of Service, Rotary Club of Stratford. The book launch was just yesterday, and it was a Zoom session. How did it go last night?
Well, I think it went all right. I'm the reason it was Zoom instead of in person. It was supposed to be at the Queen's, and it had to be changed on Wednesday because I got caught by COVID.
Oh, dear.
So anyway, they were the club is pretty good at doing things in a hurry when they need to, and they did a pivot, and we had a Zoom session last night, and I think it went well. I guess you'd have to talk to somebody in the club that that could give you an honest review of it, but. No, I think it went well.
Okay, Dean. Again, congratulations. It is A Century of Service, the Rotary Club of Stratford. So the book is now available. Dean, how do you approach something like the subject of a century of Rotary Club of Stratford? Where do you begin compiling this? Congratulations on this book. How do you begin compiling and putting something like this together? Where do you start?
Well, I guess you the easiest way to do it probably would be on a chronology, so you go back to when it started in 1922. But fortunately, in 1955, Tom Dolan, who is a really well-respected Rotarian in town, but also a newspaper man at the Beacon Herald for years and years, he did about a 55-page history, and I came across that in 1992 because the club did a 70-year history then. And I was involved in that project, and I found the history that Tom had done. So that was a nice jumping off point, and then we built this time around. We had to build on what the book in 1992 had done for the first 70 years. It's a pickle because the club has got a whole bunch of projects, and it's got a whole bunch of charities and things that it supports. So, chronology doesn't work always because these things are beginning and ending at different times. So, broke it down into three sections. One has to do with the club. One has to do with all of the community events. So you're looking at the Respite House and Rotary Complex and Aquabox build goes into something called the international category. So that's the way I broke it down. I hope it's I hope it makes sense to other people the same way. Otherwise, it's all over the map. It's a bit of a monster.
The book is called A Century of Service, Rotary Club of Stratford. I do have I'm holding a copy of it. Dean, I look so forward to reading this book. I don't think you've missed anything in terms of as you mentioned, the fundraisers, the different events that Rotary Club of Stratford have had over the years. Can we talk about the Halloween Frolic? This sounds like it was an interesting sort of event and fundraiser.
Well, it was, it was an idea that came from I think Sault Ste. Marie, Charles O. Dingman was a member of the club back in 22. He was a charter member and an early member, and he saw something called a frolic up in the Sioux, and he came back and he thought, that might work for the Rotary Club in Stratford, and they started it, I think in 23 was their first one, and it ran. This is what amazes me, Jamie. It ran for 59 years. I don't know of any fundraiser that can go for 59 years. So, it was quite the thing. They started on Market Square behind City Hall and did some outdoor stuff, and then they went to the armories, and then they went down to the big Waterloo Street rink that hasn't been there for a long time, and then they eventually moved into what we later called the Coliseum, the Casino, and then the Coliseum up on the fairgrounds and the Allman Arena. It was all over the place, and it was always tied to Halloween. It was usually the last Friday before Halloween, and they gave away cars, and they had games of chance for kids and some parades and decorating bicycles, and it was quite the thing. It was amazing. It was a huge amount of work, but it was their biggest fundraiser for a lot of years. And then, you know, a lot of things came along and competition. Other service clubs were doing things, and the appeal eventually faded, and they did as they've done so many times. They got onto something else, and of course, along came the sports celebrity dinner. They did that for about 15 years, and now they've got a 24 coming up this September. It'll be the 25th year for the Dragon Boat Festival.
So, yeah.
There's no rest with these people. They just keep doing it. But at the same time, there's a never-ending need for what they do as well. So from that point of view, it was an easy book to write. It was the organization. The organization, though, was a bit of a minefield. So we'll see how that all plays out.
Is it in terms of just getting photos or documentation, that sort of thing? Is that what you mean?
Well, it was just in deciding how you're going to deal with you know, if I take for example the Dragon Boat Festival, they'll have that and they'll make it's a great fundraiser for them. It really is a good one. And but they might divert some of the funds from that to say the Respite House, and they might divert some of it to the Aquabox program or to one of the Commit programs in Nicaragua that they're involved with. So, although it's a community event, part of the money is going to international, and part of it is staying. It's all over the place. So, the files, the funds for Rotary were moved several years ago out to the archives, the Stratford Perth Archives. But you know, the archives for soon after I was sort of took this on, the archives closed for 5 months because of COVID. So. You know, I just wasn't able to get at them. And then it opened and closed a couple of times since then, too. So when it was open, I was in there all the time, getting what I could and photocopying and taking photographs. And then they can also, they have the Beacon Herald negatives as well. So if there's a photo you want, you can, if you know the date and they can find the negative, then they can make you a pretty good high-res, either a high-res print or a high-res scan. So I was able to do that a number of times, and it was certainly a challenge. Doing a book at any time is a challenge for me, but doing it with the pandemic on made it a lot more challenging, I'll tell you that.
Well, Dean, we appreciate all the work that you put into so many of these books are reflecting Stratford's history, including A Century of Service, the Rotary Club of Stratford. And was there any surprises along the way in terms of, you have such an incredible knowledge of Stratford's history, Stratford's culture, and with Rotary Club of Stratford, was there any surprises along the way, maybe something that you didn't know?
Well, there was something that I revisited. There was mention of it in the 92 book. I knew about it then, but I didn't. You know, the 92 book is 82 pages long. The one you're looking at right now is over 400 pages, and it weighs, if you're interested, it weighs 2.4 pounds. That's a kilogram, so it's a weighty tome.
Yes.
But back to your point, Jamie. One of the things that just sort of continues to stand out, that 59-year Halloween frolic does for sure, but the club always wanted to have a good rapport with the area, Stratford fine, the urban area of Stratford, but also the area surrounding. So we're talking the farmers, and they had what they called the Rotary Farmer Picnic in Upper Queen's Park. And one year, and I think it was in the 40s, that picnic... it was always in the summer, and it sort of conflicted. Sometimes they tried to have it when the farm communities would be the least busy. In other words, maybe between when they took the hay off and when they were going to do the threshing in the fall. And they had, for one of those things, they had 7,000 people in Upper Queen's Park. It was just you know, that's just hard to imagine.
Yeah.
But they did, and they had ball games and all kinds of different contests and stuff. But it was important. It was important for the club right from the get-go to establish a good rapport with the farm community, because they get a lot of support from the rural community as well. And of course, that demonstrates itself with the urban farmer or the rural urban I guess the banquet, it's a dinner now,
yeah,
that they have every year, and they bring in some tremendous guests to be the speakers at those things. And so they've maintained that. And so the club, in addition to you know, helping just the people in Stratford, all kinds of examples of outreach into the community for where they've directed funds. It really is kind of a machine, you know, this thing that's been going on for now 100 years, and it involved a lot of people, and it served a lot of people. So
and we encourage you to pick up the book. It is now available, and as we chatted with Ken Nesbitt with Rotary Club of Stratford, you're going to know and recognize so many people from our community, including a fellow on page 331. He's behind a mic with a mask on, which is maybe a good thing because he's got a face for radio. This was part of the Finish the Task, Wear the Mask. So that's on page 331, so you can check that out.
Did you? I thought we cut that out of there, but I guess we left it.
Left on the edit room floor. There you go. Century of Service, Rotary Club of Stratford. So, Dean, how can people pick up the book?
Well, R.L. Stevenson, a Rotarian, is looking after the distribution. I really don't have anything to do with that because it's their book, it's their project, and their distribution. And she's got a couple of phone numbers and an email address, and I'll see that you get those. You can maybe put them on your website, and people can contact her. If listeners know a Rotarian, give him or her a call, and perhaps they can get one through the club as well.
Absolutely. We'll pass all the details. And, of course, I'm sure with Ken Nesbitt with Rotary Club of Stratford, he'll have copies for sure. But, yes, it's R.L. Stevenson, the phone number 519-305-4000 or 416-428-5755, and at avonviewmanor.com is another spot where you can pick up copies of the book. Dean Robinson, Century of Service, Rotary Club of Stratford. Dean, got to ask, what's next?
Well, I'm gonna take a couple of days off and try to relax from this one a little bit. But no, there's some other stuff coming down the pipe too, and we'll keep you informed.
Well, we'll look forward to that. Dean Robinson, author of A Century of Service, Rotary Club of Stratford. Dean, always an absolute pleasure. Thanks so much for your time, and hopefully you're feeling better soon.
Well, I'm hoping for both of those things as well, Jamie. And thank you for your interest. You've always been most obliging when it comes to publicizing some of these things.